All right, Mitch, now that you had some time to be around your new teammates here in Kansas City, just what has been the vibe from the room so far? What do you like about the guys you've gotten to get to know a little bit?
You know, I was a little bit nervous, you know, just trying to be able to kind of recreate that because you end up spending pretty much all your time with those guys. So you definitely want a good group of guys and a good room. And it's blown away my expectations. I think the key is being able to balance work and having fun.
What is it about that group of guys that you've been in those locker rooms that makes you so close?
I think it's like a shared weirdness in a way. You know, there's only so many 300 plus pounders, I should say, doing what we do. You know, we kind of understand the position, and I think there's a certain level of, unless you've kind of been in that scenario, you can't totally understand. I mean, it's a position where you get a lot of blame thrown your way, and when things are going well, it's kind of an unheralded position. So you don't get the public accolades or anything, and you're good with that. I mean, you understand that if things are going well, there's probably a good reason for that, and the O-line's usually playing pretty well.
Blue 18. Right. Very nice. Nice tight feet. Not a lot of body movement.
How do you work through that process of kind of being a veteran voice in the room, but also being the new guy?
I think a lot of it's by example. I mean, I think offensive line in general is not a huge rah-rah position, and you don't really need to throw a lot of speeches at us and stuff. I think, you know, we kind of understand our role, and we understand that, you know, unless you work hard and, you know, kind of perfect your craft, you get exposed on the field. I think kind of the nature of what we do helps us to be able to kind of focus and work hard every day.
Has there been anything that surprised you about an Andy Reid practice?
We can run some plays. There's a couple of drills where you kind of just run a lot of plays and get in good shape.
It's not a lot of downtime.
No, which is, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, the theory behind it is in the fourth quarter, you're going to be tired, so you better practice it. Otherwise, you're not going to get used to playing tired. You know, I think there's been a big emphasis on two-minute drive. And, you know, it's something that to get great at, you really have to do almost every day. So it's been cool to see that actually put into place.
Do you find, like, have a special sense of pride when your running backs behind you go for 100 yards or things like that? Do you take credit and you take pride in that?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, you kind of understand that you probably played a decent part in that. You know, I think in general that, like you said, your success is kind of dependent on other guys having success. And you definitely understand that that's basically your role is, I mean, to just never let your guy touch the running back or the quarterback. So I think you kind of take pride in basically keeping those guys standing and keeping them clean.
My shot!
Woo! Hey, way to run. Way to run. Nice.
From what you've been around him so far, talking throughout practices, during OTAs and mini camps and all that, what have you gotten a sense from him as far as the type of quarterback or the type of leader that he is?
I think it kind of speaks for itself at this point. Like you said, the leadership abilities, you know, being able to get everyone on the right page. You know, there's certain things where, you know, you're in the huddle and he's calling a play and, you know, he's giving guys the adjustment. You know, those older guys, they get to a point where, and especially, you know, I think, was it Alex when he was in San Francisco? He had a different coordinator every year. Mm-hmm. You know, so now this is his fourth year under the same coordinator. You know, so I'm sure that, you know, that's been really cool for him to kind of have that consistency and be able to take things to a higher level of detail.
Right side, caught it! Touchdown! Kansas City!
Where do you see yourself in learning the playbook, learning some of those finer details, not just your assignment, but some of those other finer details that we're talking about? And what do you like about this offense?
Well, I think that's kind of the key is understanding the details for us. You know, in the run game, it's understanding where the running back's going to be in relation to you. It's pretty similar to the quarterbacks and getting a feel for where they're going to be on certain pass plays in the pocket. You know, if you expect him to be at 9 yards and he's at 6 and you set a little too deep, it's going to give the guy an inside rush. So it's kind of those finer details of just honing in on it and kind of getting everyone's rhythm down.